We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Zot the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Nofak Lekayosa, Rabbi Chanina went out into the suburbs, and the Romulei, they asked Makasha, Romulei Kroya Adodi, that's Makasha from Sukkim. Ksiv, we know that Shloimeh HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, was a different size. That's number one. And number two is, there's other things that he added in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the things he added in the Beis HaMikdash were, besides for the Kruvim that were on top of the Aroin that Moshe Rabbeinu made, he also placed the Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that were on the ground. These two Kruvim that were on the ground. Now the Pasuk, there's a stira about the size of the height of the Heichel. One Pasuk says, V'abayis ha-shabona ha-melech shloim al-Hashem, Shishim Amma Arkoi, it was 60 Amas long, because it was 40 Amas, the Heichel was 40 Amas long, and the Kodesh was 20. So Shishim Amas Arkoi, the Esrim Rachboi, 20 wide, Ushloishim Amma Kamasai, and it was 30 Amas high. Vichsev, and there's a pasuk that says, Lefnei Advir, Esrim Amma Oirech, the Esrim Amma Reichav, the Esrim Amma Kamasai. When it talks about the Kodesh specifically, Lefnei Advir, the Rashbam Taitus means, Advir means that the traxin, that means the wall that separated the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, says what was the size of Kodesh HaKadoshim? It was 20 Amos length, 20 Amos width, and 20 Amos height. L'chari, we just finished saying that the whole entire structure, the Heichel together with Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 30 Amos high. So on one hand it says it was 30 Amos high, on the other hand it says 20 Amos high, so it's a stira. On Malahu, so that's the Asher Rav Chanina, a stira, what the height of the Heichel slash Kodesh HaKadoshim was. So on Malahu, so you could have answered, and it could be some farsh answer there, but that was my answer, is that it could be the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't as high as the Heichel. There was like another floor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was like a second floor, Aliyah. But the Maaseh here, the Maaseh Kasha, the Maaseh, one says 20 Amos high, one 30 Amos high. Amalahu, Kika Choshev Mesas Kruvim Vilamayla. When we're talking about 20 Amos, we mean from the Kruvim that Shloimeh HaMelech made, and those Kruvim, the Pasuk says Malachim, was 10 Amos high. The Pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, Parak Vav, Pasuk Chavav, it says, Koimas HaKruva Echad Eser Ba'ama, V'chein HaKruva Sheini. It was 10 Amos high. So from the top of the Kruv till the ceiling was 20 Amos. So that's when we say 20 Amos, we mean really 30 Amos. We just mean 20 Amos from the Kruv and Lamaila. So Gemara wants to know, Mike Kamas Vlom, why don't you just say 30 Amos? What are you saying 20 Amos from the height of the Kruvim? Why is that important to the Pasuk say like that? So the Gemara answers in Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, Hakamash Malon, it's come and teach us, Lemata Kilamayla, that the 20 Amis above the Kruvim were equivalent to the 10 Amis of the Kruvim. Ma Lemayla Emeshamish Klum, just like if you fly through the ear, you know, Kilu, you fly through the ear and the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the height, the 20 Amis height, in the 20 Amis that's above the 10 Amis, there's nothing in your way. Af lamata ema shamash klum. Lamata also, there's nothing in your way. You go through those, fly through those space without anything in your way. Misiyele Rav Levi, Dom Rav Levi, Tamar Yechon, Dovaz dem Maseris Piyadeinim Avesein. We have a Maseira from our Rabbeim. Mokim Oroin Vikruvim Eina Min Hamida. The Mokim, the Oroin, and the Mokim of the Kruvim are not Min Hamida. They don't take up any space. And therefore, that's what we're saying 20 Amis. It's really 30 Amis, but saying 20 Amis from top of the Kruvim is the same the same thing like the bottom. Just like the top, there's nothing in your way. The bottom Tanam is nothing in your way either, even though there's an Aron and a Kruvim there. No, that didn't take up any space. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. That's why it says in this Oifen, don't say 30 Amos high, it says 20 Amos high above the Kruvim and the Aron.
Even though it's
Egim and Gemach, Shleim. Yeah, even though it's, yeah, Shleim Malach made it. Yeah, obviously he had a Navi to tell him to do that because he can't add anything to his Mikdash without being a Navi. But yes, so all these things were all v'neis, oimid. Taina mahachi, especially at the Braisa also, orange also Moshe, the orange that Moshe made and put into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and granted we're talking about here in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Shloimeh HaMelech, because it says it was 10 Amos each way, the in the Mishkan it was only 10 Amos total. Orange also Moshe, Shloi Revach, Es Amos, Chol Ruach, V'ruach, and each side of the orange there was 10 Amos, altogether 20. What do you mean? The orange itself took up 2 Amos, 2 and a half Amos. So what's the pshat that this 10 Amos each way, Teretz is, it's not min amida. So I think Mar Avayit, I'm going to say a memra now on these Kruvim of Shloimeh HaMelech. Omer Avinoy, Omer Shmuel, Kruvim b'nei Seinoimdin. The Kruvim of Shloimeh HaMelech were nice. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, v'chomish amos konof hakruva echad, v'chomish amos konof hakruva shenis, es amos v'ksoyis konof v'ksoyis konof. When it talks about the width of the two kruvim that were placed there, each kruv was 10 amos on wingspan, and you had next to it another one. You have to read the entire pasuk. It says, v'chomish amos knaf hakruv echad. So one wing was 5 amos. V'chomish amos knaf hakruv hashenis. The second wing also was 5 amos. Es amos from knois knaf av akses, from one end to the other end. And it says that the other one was, there's another one exactly the same thing next to it. And they were touching each other. And they were both touching each other. These two kruvim were touching each other. And then, like Loshon says in Pasuk Chav Zayim, "Yitnes akruvim soich abayis apnimi v'yifusu as kamfei akruvim v'tiga knaf echad bekir." One wing was touching one wall. V'knaf akruv asheni negas bekir asheni. The other kruv, the wing touched the other wall. V'in kamfeim al toich abayis noigos kaf al knaf a knaf and konaf al konaf. To read it correctly. And in the middle, they were touching each other also. So from wall to wall, you went straight. Konof. That's the word. Each konof was 5. It's 20 amos wide. Each one was 5 amos wide. So it was straight across the room, the shadow, which way they were standing. But they were going now. They were standing now, let's say, on the back wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Meiriv wall, standing against the wall, first of all, facing the Heichel. And they were going from wall to wall, and each wing is 5 amos. Now the problem is, where was the guf? So as Mara says, where was the guf? If it filled up the whole space just by knafas, just with the wings, where was the guf situated? Where in the world was the guf? The Rashbam explains that's where the kasha is. From the pasuk alone that says it was a 10 amah wingspan, it wouldn't be a riot. But maybe just talk about the wings, not talking about the guf. But they both fit into the room and they were touching each other and touching the walls. So where did the guf go? That was a zok. Rav Noi, that B'Shem Shmuel, that it must be B'nei Seim Oimdim. Where was the guf? Gufayu, hey, chav kaime, yal shvami no, B'nei Seim Oimdim. Must be, they were there, B'nei. That's the raya of Rav Noi, B'Shem Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't have, I didn't count it, but around 4 or 5 kashas on this raya. And say it's not a raya at all. The Gemara is not going to answer the raya. The Gemara is asking on this raya, 5 kashas, and leave it as that. Maskvo abai. But Dilma, who said it was a nice? Dilma, Boltim Katana Golem Avakaimi. Maybe the wings were like a chicken. By a chicken, the wings, they don't come out of the side of the guf, they come out of the back, or out of the same spot, and they overlap the guf a little bit. The wings, the way they come out, they come out of the same spot, so there's no guf taking up any space. So maybe it was 5 amos and 5 amos, and the guf was in between them, because it came out of the middle of the guf. So that's no raya that the guf is b'nei soyim them. That's kasha number one. Now kasha number two, maskav rava v'dilma zesh loy k'negazav v'kaimi. Who said they were standing side by side and the wings were touching, which the pasuk says the wings were touching? Maybe they were touching because they overlapped a little bit. They overlapped at the size of the guf. Let's say each guf is 2 amos. So you need another 4 amos. So they overlap by 4 amos. The two wings overlap by 4 amos. And they touch each other side by side. Not touching like in a connect each other. They're perpendicularly. They were touching side by side to each other. That's kasha number two. Kasha number three. Maskev Rachav Yaakov Dilma Baach Soina Avakaimis. So all Gemaras have a picture here, and that's the way the Rashbam learns. Maybe they were not sitting flush against the back wall. They went across diagonally across the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now we know that something that's 20 amos wide, the diagonal is much more than that. It's another 2/5 more. So you have much more space. So that's why it fit in the guf, because it went diagonal. Huh? Or in the Amida, it didn't take up any space. So maybe Baach Soina, huh?
Same thing in
the Amida. No, it's part of the proof group. It's not a proof. It's not a proof in the Amida. Aaron, we know is in the Amida. That we know already from a Brisa, or in the Amida. That we know already. That we know already, the Aaron in the Amida. So Kaponim, so maybe it was diagonal. Now the Mashal is a little different. Mashal learns that it wasn't mamish diagonal like this. Each one was on a diagonal. Each one was on a diagonal that they didn't have to go face each other diagonally, they go across. Each one was the diagonal. Each one was a diagonal like this. Not like they were touching each other. They were here on a diagonal in the corner. Each one was on a diagonal. Not they were diagonal facing each other. Each one was their own diagonal. It was made like a V. Picture a V. We don't have a picture of that. Picture like a V like one was coming out of one corner, one was coming out of the other corner, and they met in the middle as a V. That's what Rav Mashal learns, what Achsoin means. Okay, that's not a kasha. So we already have three kashas. We have Zekin, maybe that they're overlapping. Number three is Achsoin of a Kaimer. And number four, Maskur of Huna Breda Rav Yeshua of a Dilma, based on Aloy Ravach. Another kasha is like this. Maybe really they took up space. But the Kodesh Goshem on the bottom was 20 amos. But as it went up, towards the ceiling, it spread out because walls usually are wider on the bottom and thinner on top, and therefore it was wider, so that's why it fit in, because the wings were spread out higher up, and the house, which means the Kodesh Goshem was higher as it went up. That's not a kasha. And Maskar Papa Vadilma Mechav Kapidayo. Maybe they folded their hands. Not folded, it means like they rolled up the ends of the hands also. So maybe it always made it shorter that way. And Maskar Vashi Vadilma Shachufe Shachafi. What the Rashbam learns means they folded the hands. Maybe each of the hands were folded completely. So the wings were folded completely. Therefore, they didn't take up space. So, and it wasn't been touching. It says that's called touching. So Gemara has, I lost track, 6-7 kashas on this. Six kashas on this, and therefore it's not a proof that B'nai Yisrael aimed him. Now I once talked about the Kruvim, another thing about the Kruvim. Kate said they aimed him. Which direction were the Kruvim facing? Rabbi Yitzchakleikus. We assume now we're facing, that the face was facing the Heichel. Well, let's see what the Mechleikus over here. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Laza. Chadam Apneim Ishel Achiv. Some say that the faces of the Kruvim were facing each other. Other one says, no, the face was facing Mizrach, east, towards the Heichel, towards where the Menorah is, the Shulchan is, they're facing that way. So each one has a pasuk. Each one has a pasuk to prove their point. One pasuk says, Pneim Ish El Achiv, which is actually, it says a pasuk, Pneim Ish El Achiv, and the other one has a pasuk that says Pneim Labayas. The wasn't asking it. Pneim Ishal Achiv, the one who says that they're facing each other, Haksiv, it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Kamfeya Kruv Ma'ela Parson Amois Eshrim Oim Dimalagalema Pneim Labayas. That's the first Pneim Labayas. So it's Ma'ad Yama answers like Kasha, Kan Bizman Shishal Isim Chenish Shamakim, Kan Bizman Shain Yishal Isim Chenish Shamakim. That you're right. Pneim Ishal Achiv is when they were, that's the way they made it. That was an oisim tzenish shemakim. When they didn't do rotsin of the makim, then a pneim lebayis. Manem a pneim lebayis, haksif pneim ishal achiv. Now the pasuk of pneim ishal achiv is grada by the pasuk of the kruvim of Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, "V'hoyu akruvim parsik kafar lemaila sechem chan ve'yamal kaparis." If pneim ishal achiv el kaparis, you pnei akruvim. Pneim ishal achiv is going on the kruvim on top of the aron. Moshe Rabbeinu's aron. So the Rashbam speaks out that we're assuming it's the same thing. Even though it's different kruvim, but if this is Esh Achav, this will also be Esh Achav. That's what it'll be. Yeah. So Akaponim, the Kashis, what does he do with that? So why don't we stay here also, maybe Kam, Oysim, Tzorin, Shemakim, not? So that, the response speaks, yeah, you can't say that. You know why? Because they made it in a way that was Loy, Oysim, Tzorin, Shemakim, because according to them, they made it in a way playing Malabayas. So the Kashis, what do you do with Esh Achav? Don't tell me when they did return Shemakim, because they wouldn't make it L'chatchila in a way that's not like Oysim, Tzorin, Shemakim. So Mandel Pnei Labayis, Aksis Pnei Meshachiv. So tomorrow, no, Avada they face the bias, but they put their heads sideways a little bit. The Mitzadude Atzdude. They put their heads sideways a little bit, Pnei Meshachiv. The time of the Brayis. So Uncle Zagar Omer, Kruvim Maisit Tzatzumim, which is Lashon of Tzatzayim, which means children. And the Rashbam learns that children, usually when they niftim a rabbi, when they leave their rabbi, they go sideways a little bit. And they make their face sideways, ketamid haniftam a rabbi, and therefore this brayso is takarai to this idea that the mitzadadei atzdudei.